Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, 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 look. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Better get in tune when she broadcasts. Small feet. Better pay attention when she broadcasts. All facts. Might learn something with your dog ass. Get yourself checked on a Sunday. Just might get you right on a Monday. Aim high. Why? You can make it big someday. Cause when I say aim, I ain't talking about the gunplay. Even though we straight from the hood with it. Any topic we could talk was good with it. Yeah. Midwest, we putting on. You an artist in your song. Think your track hot, we gon' see when she put it on. They either gon' vibe or they gon' leave when she put it on. That's G, get to know about Queen. No subject, look, she just might open up. Not play this and freestyle when she open up. No play thing on the low, she be going nuts. Got the city going up. This the type of show you listen to when you're rolling up or chilling at the crib with your fam and y'all pulling up. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, get your ass up. Nigga. Fat.
Hello, everybody. Today is January 12, 2020, and you're now listening to the Queen Quimo podcast. Shalom, salutations, assalamu alaikum, all of that good shit. What's up, y'all? Like, literally, it is Sunday, so y'all know what that means. It's self-reflection, self-check, sit down on the couch and relax, get some much-needed journaling in, comb them babies' heads out, get the clothes ready for the week, etc. Like, Sunday is getting you ready for your work week. Now, don't confuse self-check Sunday with the Sabbath. Sabbath is Friday night till Saturday night. That is the day intended for the Most High. You know, that has nothing to do with self-check Sunday. So self-check Sunday is all about you getting yourself ready mentally, physically, emotionally, however you need to do it to carry on through your work week, Monday through Friday. You know, whatever you got to work those days. So today's topic, I really want to talk about being toxic and this fucking word that is like really trendsetting, like in this day and age. You know, everybody is saying you're toxic, or everybody's saying, oh, I don't fuck with toxic people, or, you know, I'm just trying to get rid of all of this toxic shit in my life. We're going to talk about being fucking toxic. We're going to talk about what that is and how we need to really make sure that we're not the motherfucker that's toxic. So I want to talk about that. And actually, how this episode even came about is I had an epiphany for myself. Like, I've been journaling. Y'all know I journal all day, every day. Like, well, not every day, all day, but every day for at least 5 minutes a day, I write something. Like, I get my journal out. Like, I got hella fucking journals. And I write something, like, to just clear my mind, to focus, and help with, like, identifying different things that are going on in my life, you know. And so as I started like writing things down, and I started reading back some of the things that I like was identifying with myself, you know, it was like a lot of the shit that I feel like is toxic from another person, I possess my fucking self. And so I think we need to really for real like stop just saying the fucking word toxic and look up what that shit really fucking means. So I started like gathering information to do an episode about it, and I had came across an article, and it was like, I'm gonna pull it up now. Hold on. I came across an article, and it was just talking about like 30 toxic behaviors that should have no place in your life. And so the reason why we should talk about that is because like, everybody think they not fucking toxic, but the reality is the world is toxic. We're at a very like toxic place in the fucking United States and all across the world, etc. right now. Like, we're in a toxic ass environment. So if we're in a toxic environment, don't you think that after a while, just from being in this fucking environment, that we're gonna like have some toxic traits that we constantly gotta work out? So that's why I wanna really, really touch on today. So let me read this article. It said 30 toxic behaviors that you should have that should have no place in your life. So toxic is basically like it's capable of causing serious harm to a person's health or well-being. So certain behaviors that you could do that you may possess in your life, those things could be toxic, you know. So everybody's just saying what that is. So let me just go through and show y'all some of the behaviors that's on here. Hold on. Article ain't loading. My phone doing some goofy shit. Hold on. Close some of these windows up. See if that help. Let me close some of these windows up. See if that help. Now let me hit refresh. Hold on. Okay. God damn it. Trying to find this article, bro. Fuck it, I'm gonna pull up another one, y'all. That one ain't pulling up. Okay, here's one thing. So it said, here are some signs that a person could be toxic. It says, nothing you can say or do is good enough. They comment on the smallest flaw or perceived imperfection. They drag up your past and won't allow you to be different. They act like they are fabulous and they never make mistakes. They leave you feeling guilty and ashamed of who you are. They're critical, controlling, and don't think about your needs. They leave you feeling beaten, wounded, battered, bruised, and torn. They violate your boundaries and they never respect no. They don't care about your feelings and they like to see you suffer. It's always about them and what they think and what they feel. Okay, so yeah, those are like signs of being toxic, and I'm pretty sure we all like have seen that, dealt with that, or maybe even displayed that at some point. You feel me? I'm not sure like how everybody is or whatever, but I know for a fact some of the shit I've done unintentionally and have been toxic. But I think this is like more severe. But having toxic traits, here's some things that we may do that's toxic that we don't even realize is toxic. And that's why I'm trying to pull this article up, because it really, like, got into detail. Here we go. Got it up, y'all. So, here, this article that I was talking about is on aconsciousrethink.com. And I'm going to put the link in the notes in case y'all want to read it. But it basically said 30 toxic behaviors that should have no place in your life. And number one was comparing yourself to other people. And that shit is so fucking true. That's the most toxic, most bitter, most annoying shit that you could fucking do in this world, is to compare your life, compare your situation to the next person's situation. That's really fucking lame, and it's very toxic, and it's really annoying. So like, have you ever just been around people and they be like, oh, such and such is doing this. How's she doing that? I wonder how she doing this. Or, oh, look at her. I wish I was that skinny. I wish I was that. That's fucking lame as fuck. And it's very fucking toxic. Like, because why do you feel the need that you need to compare yourself to another person? Like, that's stupid. Like, that's really lame. And what happens is you stop being content with things that you have from yourself. Like, you're not even satisfied with your own self. You don't feel like you have a reason to be happy or be blessed when you start comparing yourself to other people. And it's okay to look at, like, literally, it is okay to see other people's lifestyles and get inspired, but it's all in the mindset as to like how you perceive what's in front of you. So if you seeing somebody and you like, damn, such and such just got a new car. I wonder how she got that car. Oh, she only got that car because she only doing this and this and this. Why the fuck is that even necessary? Why can't you just see somebody and be like, okay, such and such got a new car. That's what's up. I can't wait to get a new car too. It's okay to like look at people and get inspired, but you shouldn't look at people and get intimidated. So it's all into the mindset. But the thing is, you only get intimidated and you start comparing when you're not happy with yourself. And that's why it's fucking toxic, because it does not contribute to you being happy to compare your lifestyle to somebody else's lifestyle. But because we got social media and we got all of these people perping, like, this is what success looks like. This is what entrepreneurship looks like. Oh, this is what happiness look like. This is what a good relationship look like. So you got all of these people posting pictures and everybody doing this fucking Sims challenge type shit on social media. So people start comparing themselves, trying to measure out to what the next person's life is, when you just got to live your own fucking life. When you live your own life, it's happier. Like, that's just the way of the world, though. That's very fucking toxic, though. Like, it's some toxic ass shit. But anyways, the second point on this article, it was like participating in drama. And I'm very fucking, like, guilty of this. Like, I will feed some drama sometimes. You know, like, I'll feed some shit, especially if I feel like it's unjustified. If somebody's doing something unjust to me, I'll feed into some drama. But it's saying here, like, drama can only exist if there are people willing to participate in it. So when you starve the drama of energy and attention, it fades into oblivion, however the fuck it says right here. So it's like basically that we don't need to respond to everything that comes our way negative. And that's easier said than done, because the world nowadays, everything is promoted with drama. Like, I could make a post right now, right? Like, trying to promote my business, trying to promote my podcast, it'll get overlooked because people don't look for positivity. But let me get on there and be like, oh, I'm finna beat up this bitch. Tell me why I just beat this bitch up. Woo, woo, woo. I make that post, get to talking that shit. You know what I'm saying? You'll get 1,000 people watching because people love drama. And so that's just the fucking reality. But it's toxic, though, because, like, if we keep promoting drama, drama is all we have. Drama is all we have. It's very fucking toxic. So, like, a lot of this shit come from our environments and, like, how we was raised and shit. But that's no excuse for us to keep keeping that same fucking drama mentality and always having some bullshit going on. Like, we got to stop feeding into that fucking drama. Then negative talk. The third thing on here says negative talk. So the way that you speak about yourself is how you influenced, is influenced on how you feel about yourself. So all of that, I look so ugly. I look so fat. I look, that bullshit. That's fucking toxic as hell, because the thing is, if that's what you feel about yourself, that's how others gonna feel about you. That's how others are gonna feel about you. So it's always good to treat yourself good, because guess what? If you don't treat yourself good, how can you really say you're treating others good? If you're treating yourself like, I'm so this, I just don't feel like this, and I feel, if you talking to yourself like that, how do you think you're treating others? Like, how do you feel like you're adding something that's not toxic to their life? That shit is fucking contagious. That shit is contagious, and I get it. We all have our battles of things that's going on. We all have our fucking battles. Like, literally, a lot of this shit, when I read this article, I didn't realize I did so much toxic shit. My damn self, like, feeding into drama, sitting up here trying to prove myself to others, because that's the next one on here. It says seeking validations of others. You say we always looking for approval, like, we always looking for somebody to let you know you're doing a good job, instead of feeling like you did a good job yourself. Like, we try to do these things and get these accomplishments so that other people will be proud of you, and a lot of it comes from childhood. It's toxic, though. Because even if you spend your whole life trying to get the approval and validation of others, you never gonna have no peace. Like, you never gonna have no peace. Like, what's gonna end up happening? You're never gonna be happy. You're never gonna be satisfied, because even after you get that one accomplishment for them, you're gonna go get in the habit of trying to, like, get all of these accomplishments of shit that you really don't even want to do, but you're doing it for others. And so, you know, I used to be bad at that. Mine's is like, and it still is. I ain't going to say used to. This is something I still work on. It's like, mine's is like, I feel like I got to prove people wrong because people doubt me. But at the same token, I ain't got to prove nobody motherfucking wrong, because shit, they're not living my life. They're not paying my bills. They don't give a fuck. Like, if I die or live tomorrow, the world going to keep fucking spinning. So that's why you got to make sure that you either add in some positive shit into the world, or adding some positive shit into your fucking life, to making sure that you're not being miserable while you in this world, while still spinning, because we don't got much time. So if you woke up and you still in this cipher, and you still got this, you know, you still sitting here on the earth and it's going 360 and you in it, you know, you may as well try to do something yourself and keep going around right with the world, because, you know, this motherfucker is crazy, this world. This world is crazy. So we keep on trying to like seek the validation of this world and shit like that. This motherfucking world is toxic as damn self. And that's why we be getting so much fucking toxic ass traits. So then another one. Matter of fact, let me just go through all of the list though, y'all, because there's just too many for me to just name all of them. It was like people pleasing, perfectionism, taking things so personally. And you know, that's the way of the fucking world now. Everybody, what did you mean by that? What are you saying? Bitch, what you mean? Nah, bitch, you got me fucked up. Everybody feel. Everybody taking everything so personal. Everybody feel like you talking about them. You know, social media and shit. You can make a post, it don't be about nobody. But watch somebody call you. Yeah, I feel like you sneak dissed me. Bitch, ain't nobody thinking about you. Like, nobody. Nobody's fucking thinking about you. But the way of the world is, you're supposed to take everything personal and feel like everything is disrespectful towards you. It's toxic as fuck, though. Anyways, it says, reliving the past. People just stuck in the past all the time. Well, this happened to me. You did this to me in 2005. You did this to me in 1993. Yo, you did this. One of them type of motherfuckers. Very fucking toxic. Because you have no way to move on. You can't change nothing from the past that happened. What's done is done. So, like, shit, if you keep constantly, like, going back to the past, what you think gonna happen? You gonna be stuck in the past. The world is still spinning. You gotta keep spinning. Then also, this shit is toxic, and this is what I do as well. Like, it say worrying about the future. Worrying about the future. Like, you getting so caught up into worrying about the future and getting things done for the fucking future that you can't even focus on the present things right now and appreciate what the fuck is in front of you right now. Like, I'm so guilty of this. I'm always on my grind, right? I'm like, all right, shit, I gotta get this done. I got the kids with me. Like, I have my nieces and nephews with me. And sometimes I get carried away with working. I forget they're here and to, like, spend time with them. And then I look up, it's time for me to take them home. And they looking at me like, TT, you ain't did shit with us today. That's fucked up, because at the end of the day, what's a few minutes to spend with your family? It's not going to take too much time away from your goals. It's not going to take too many times away from your goals. Or just when everybody is around, you know, kicking it, family and friends, I'm still, like, can't unwind. I can't unwind because I'm still caught up into trying to get this money, trying to do this, trying to do that. It's okay to appreciate what's going on now and to take a few moments to step away from the future. It's not going to stop you from doing what has to be done. So, like, worrying about the future is pretty toxic as well, because it starts making you unappreciative of what's going on right now with the present. Like, what's wrong with the present? There's things that you could be happy about right now. And you don't have to wait to be happy in the future. You can be happy right now and be happy later as well. You know what I'm saying? Playing the victim. That's another trait on here. Says playing the victim. You already know what's up with that. Motherfucker always, why me? Why me? Everybody do me wrong. Everybody boo, woo, woo. Me. Selfishness. A sense of entitlement. Passing judgment on to others. Arrogance, being overly competitive, the overuse of technology, stubbornness and inflexibility, ignoring self-care, not speaking out, holding on to loss, insecurity, cruelty, attention seeking, jealousy, resistance from new experiences, lying, cheating, manipulation of others, holding on to grudges, blaming others for your woes. Yeah. Toxic as fuck. We all do this shit. Like, literally, when I got to going through this article and I looked up the definition, because, you know, this is just the fucking trend. Everybody saying that shit in 2020 or 2019, rather. Like, the last couple years, all you hear is, oh, remove toxic people from your life. Oh, get rid of this toxic ass relationship. Oh, he's no good for you. He's toxic. And what happens is, with toxic, you always see other people talking about other people are toxic, but you never hear anyone says, no, I'm very toxic. I'm toxic. And that's the first step too, to stop being fucking toxic. Stop looking at other people around you and saying they're toxic, and look at yourself and see what the fuck you're displaying that is toxic. Because you may be attracting that shit because you got it in you. You may got it in you. And so that's like the shit that I had to look for in myself. You know, I'm very guilty of that. I'd be like, nope, I ain't spending time with this motherfucker. They a bum. I ain't doing this. I ain't doing that. They just taking my energy. They doing this. They doing that. However, a lot of times, I'm a motherfucker that's toxic as well. I'm sitting over here looking at what they got going on because it's front and center and in front of me. But I'm forgetting to, okay, well, bitch, you pretty toxic too. And what you do, you need to change. You can't change the next person. You got to change yourself. Because, see, that is some shit that's not even fucking reality nowadays. Everybody always looking, oh, I'm trying to change this person. Maybe I can help them be better. Maybe I can help this person be a better person. No, bitch. We can't help nobody else until we help ourselves. And the best way that you can help another person is helping yourself not be fucking toxic. And so that's me. Like right now, I ain't trying to just eliminate toxic people. I'm trying to eliminate this toxic Quavo too. Because this bitch ain't finna bring me down with all of her toxic shit. When I become a millionaire, I don't need to be toxic ass Quavo. I need to be positive, upbuilding ass Quavo with a little hints of toxic in there. Because we ain't gonna never be 100% non-toxic in the fucking in the world that we live in today. You know what I'm saying? It's just like your diet. Like, you know, everybody's talking about dieting and shit. Like, okay, we do all of these diets. We do all this vegan shit. We do all this cleansing. We got to constantly fucking do that shit. Even when you're a vegan, even when you're eating vegetables, you still have to detox. You still have to fast. It's the same thing with toxic traits, toxic behavior. And all of us as humans, we're all fucking toxic. We constantly have to cleanse ourselves. And sometimes with cleansing yourself, there's some like some steps that's going to come with that. Like number one is identification, understanding like what your toxic traits are and how powerful it is like with influencing other people. So the first step is identifying, okay, yeah, I got this toxic ass trait because now you know how to cleanse it. Okay, this is now that I identified this, I need to cleanse it. So now you put yourself on a diet to cleanse your own toxic traits. And then you detox. And then after you detox, guess what happens? You're going to get it back. as you keep eating, as you keep going around, you keep eating, you keep doing your day-to-day activities, you're going to get toxic things back in your body. So you're going to have to detox again. And you're going to have to watch your diet. And you're going to have to do things in small fucking doses. That's literally what it is. But I'm just sick of this shit where it's flawed ass wokeness and it's flawed ass fucking wokeness and shit. I guess like positive shit, like fake positive. You know, everybody look positive when you take a picture doing yoga or some shit. It looks good, right? It looks good. I'm doing yoga. Let me post the picture. Oh, yeah, look at me. I'm eating good. It looks good. Yeah, it look good. But shit, how are you really though? You the same motherfuckers you seeing post the yoga picture, the same motherfuckers you seeing talking all this positive shit, is they gonna post the negative shit too? Because that's reality. So like, my job or me personally, I'm not gonna sit here and be like, oh, I'm just not toxic at all. No, bitch, I am toxic. I am positive, but I'm negative too. We all have it in us. So the reality is we're never not going to be toxic. However, we can eliminate some of our toxicity, or have you say that shit, by detoxing and cleansing ourselves. And people automatically think that you remove toxic. I got my toxic shit from somebody else. No, you got your toxic shit from yourself. You see what I mean? Like everybody like, oh, I only was angry because of this person. No, bitch, you was angry because of you. That's your body. That's your emotions. That's your mind. It's all on you having self-control. And that's a note to self. You know, it's not just other people. Of course, other people can contribute to it. But what happens is, if you want to just take it, we could use toxicity or being toxic. We could use that the same. We could compare that to the flu. We could compare that to the flu, you know. So if you have the flu, if you have the fucking flu, the first thing you're going to do when you have the flu.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Queen Quavo. I want to thank everybody for listening to my podcast. Also, I want you to check out my other show, Black Hair Care Matters. Black Hair Care Matters is an addition to the Queen Quamo Podcast Productions. It's embracing Black queens to love and take care of their natural hair. We will be discussing hair tips, our heritage, Black history facts, and just history in general. We'll talk about the struggles, the process, and the beauty products in all aspects associated with the feminine side of queens. So if this sounds like a show that you might be interested in, go ahead and check out Black Hair Care Matters. That's available on iTunes, Google Play Music, and Spotify.
Normally, when you get the flu, the first thing you're going to do is get some fucking medicine. Then after you start getting the medicine in you, you know, or some people go to the doctor first, you know. But, you know, I'm going to just keep it real. A lot of Black motherfuckers like myself, we don't really fuck with doctors for shit like that because they don't ever do shit but get you a fucking hospital bill. But anyways, the first thing you're going to do, you're going to get you some medicine. After you get you some medicine, you're going to get you some sleep. So when you get the flu, majority of the fucking time, you gonna stay away from people because you don't want to get nobody the goddamn flu. And then after you done, you know, with your sickness, you go back to, you know, regular society and stuff. Because guess what happens if you don't do that? You know, if you sick, you gonna be around other people. You gonna get other people sick. But what end up happening? People don't think of being toxic the same way. They don't think of it like they, because the problem is nobody think they toxic, but I'm here to tell y'all that everybody fucking toxic. I don't give a fuck who you think you is. I don't care if you Oprah Winfrey. I don't care. Everybody has toxic behavior. Everybody got toxic traits. It's just some people are more toxic than others. And the way that we won't be toxic and the way that we like minimize a lot of our toxic shit is to continuously have a good diet and work on it. Do things to keep ourselves mentally, spiritually, and emotionally happy to minimize some of our toxic bullshit. You feel me? So I'm just talking, you know, like I said, I ain't the end all be all. I don't know everything, but this is just some shit that I identified for myself because that's a fucking trend nowadays. Everybody's like, oh, you toxic. Oh, you toxic. Oh, this person's toxic. And I just had to get out of this toxic situation and everything is like toxic. But everybody think when you saying toxic, you're supposed to remove everybody else except for yourself. Because sometimes the toxic shit is not other people. The toxic shit could be from ourselves. We could be toxic and bringing toxic shit out of other people. But we never identify that. We never identify like, okay, well, yeah, this person is toxic. Like, okay, well, bitch, are you toxic too, though? Like, what did you do to bring out some toxicness into other people? And not all of the times is that the case. But I think the first person we should always look at when it comes to making corrections and making changes is ourselves. Because the reality is, it's much easier if we realistically do it to work on changing ourselves than trying to change other people. Because we be trying to change other people because it's easier to point out flaws in other people. We like, oh, look at them doing this. Let me go help them do this the right way. Let me go help them. Whole time, how the fuck you gonna help them, but you ain't helped yourself? That's like when we was little, right? And your mama used to get mad. Well, I don't know about y'all. When I was little, I'll say, my mama used to get mad at us because we'll go to other people's house and help them clean up, but then we'll like not clean up our own house type shit. Like our house, she'd be like, how the fuck y'all go over there and clean up, but ain't come over here and clean up? Well, because it was easier, you know, like when you helping people, you feel like you're helping people. So you go do some shit for other people real easy. You like, okay, I'll go clean up this. That ain't nothing, you know. And then you come home and you like, damn, well, I ain't cleaned up myself. That's what the fuck, like, the world is now. Everybody like, oh, that person toxic. Let me remove them. Well, what about you removing yourself too? Removing that shit that is toxic from yourself so that you won't contribute to anything else being toxic in your environment and what's around you, you know? So, yeah, that's all I got to say about that shit, y'all. Like, the key word today, like, with being toxic and all of this other bullshit, that fucking word that everybody's just saying, everybody is just, oh, toxic, toxic, toxic. It's just a word that is just fucking being said. It's just a trending fucking word. just remember that when you talk about making changes and that you're talking about all of these toxic people, remember to work on your own toxic traits, like all 2020, because that's definitely a goal of mine. I'm not going to sit up here and try to make nobody else no better person until I make myself a better person. And I want to be a better example, not just for the people because I want other people to change, but no, because I need to change. The key word is that I need to make sure that I'm fucking mentally, spiritually, and emotionally happy and stop displaying some fake shit that's not reality. That's not fucking reality. But yeah, I love you guys. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. If you did, let me know. If you didn't, let me know. I really don't give a damn if y'all did or didn't. But see, here I go talking all this shit. But no, I hope everybody have a nice, positive work week. I want to say thank you again to all of my customers. I'm in Facebook jail right now, y'all, so I can't post none of the sales, but that my curl cream is on sale for Customer Appreciation Week. And as soon as I could get back on my page, I'm going to start my raffle and giveaway. So thank y'all for shopping with me, buying my hair care products, buying my coffee mugs, my t-shirts, etc. I always got more products coming on the way. And it is the first of the year, so if you're looking for a journal, my journals are on sale for like $7.50, and it's really worth it. Like, it has some tips for it, got some questions with like some self-reflection questions, because you know everything is always about self-check and like identifying things within ourselves, you know. And you know, I'm just really into that. Like, let's worry about ourselves first. Let's stop worrying about other people and let's worry about ourselves first. So if you're looking for a journal that's just going to help you like kind of identify that and organize and prioritize what you got going on in your life, my journal is on sale for $7.50. You can go on my website, queenquaymo.com. So go ahead and check it out, y'all. All of the links is in the episode notes of this episode and more episodes on the way. So thank y'all so much for listening to the Queen Quaymo podcast. I love y'all.